Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, this is so great. This is what kind of show this is going to be today.
You are wound up, and I love it. I love it.
Well, I don't know. Am I wound up?
That was a bad choice. Like, I mean, like you're pumped, and I'm loving the vibe. Well, the vibe is good.
No, you'll really love this because Kayla wasn't in the room a second ago, and I go, so where's Kayla? And I swear to God, Adrian said to me over the intercom, because we're all in different rooms. I've said this a million times. We're all in different rooms. And so I didn't see Kayla, and you know, obviously it's time. And so I swear Adrian said to me that you were in the other room getting a massage. And I thought, what sort of 2024 benefits package?
Definitely not.
Yeah. And while that would be cool and everything, wouldn't that be great? Hey, you know what? We'll have a guy here at 5:45, 10 minutes, you know, in one of those chair things like at the airport. I don't know.
I'm good, but...
Do you not like to be touched?
No, I actually like massages, but I have to be in that mindset. It can't be like the sporadic ones, like you said, where like you hop in a chair at the mall and blah, blah. Like, I can't do that. I can do, like, if I'm in the zone and I'm at a spa and you're laying down, like, I can do that.
So you need like a full hour.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, dude. You show up here at 4:30 every morning. I don't know what you do. We might as well fill your time with a massage.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So how did charger shopping go yesterday?
So stupid. This is so dumb. So God, it's dumb. I don't know what happened to the charger for my laptop. And it's like an obscure, I got it from the company, right?
Yeah.
So I needed a charger like yesterday. I couldn't wait 2 days to get one on Amazon to get the proper one. So I'm scrambling all over town. I finally came, hey, Brent at Staples. Yeah, I'm giving a free plug. who sang to me.
No,
dude. So I called. Okay. I went to another store. They didn't have the charger I needed, but they had one that it'll charge over 500 devices. Great. Didn't include the device I have, but it'll charge over 500 devices. You know how that goes. So, okay. Now I'm scrambling and I call the student. I go, hey, and this is how I talk to people too. And I'm like, look, I need the charger for a whatever it is, a Latitude 5520, a Dell Latitude 5520. Brent, I need a hero. And he literally busts out with, I can be your hero, baby. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding. You know, like,
Did he know who you were? And maybe this was his, audition? Like,
he said, aren't you Scott Van Pelt? Sorry, a little inside joke. That's for people who know what I look like. And yeah. So, that's just him. That's truly him. And so I go, and luckily this particular, the Staples is right down the street. So I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm on the way. He says, I don't have what you need, but I have what you want. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the exact charger, but this one will work. So I go down and it's there, and I grab it. And then I see this guy and I know it's gotta be him. I just know.
Okay.
No name tag, nothing. I walk over, Brent, and he goes, Chet, because I had told him my name too, because you know he sang to me,
of course.
And then literally, I go, bro, yes, I broed him. I said, yeah, you are the best. And he goes, around. No, it's gonna be for bringing you down. I'm like, okay, I gotta go now, or this is gonna turn into a thing.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you, as always, by Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Valentine's Day is going to be on top of you before you know it. I would get in to see Michael Lehman as soon as possible. Not open right now, but, you know, like soon, like sure. Later on today. When you got a minute. Two twin boys in New Jersey, born in different years this week. They're twins, but different years. They'll use that on everybody forever.
Absolutely.
Mom's water broke on New Year's Eve. You know how this goes. First kid was born at 11:48. Second baby came 40 minutes later at 12:28. Their names are Ezra and Ezekiel, if you care. December 31st. Here's why this is wild. December 31st also happens to be Dad's birthday.
Oh, I love that.
So he shares a birthday with Ezra, but not Ezekiel. And my guess is Ezekiel's going to need therapy because of that.
You know what's funny? It's crazy about that is that in Sarasota, where I'm from, there was in 2000 when the millennial was happened, there were twins born and they were born kind of similar but it was one was born in 1999. The other was born in 2000. So different millennia.
Very, right? Yeah, nicely done. Yeah. Millennia. That made us sound smart. We didn't say millennium months. Cat saves dog. Tell them about it.
A little white dog in Oklahoma got attacked by two coyotes. And then there was a cat who saved his life. The dog's name is Oakley. And got attacked, and the coyotes attacked him in his owner's backyard and then pinned him down. Terrifying. Oh. But the family's black cat, Binks, ran in and chased him off. It happened in late November, and Oakley ended up needing stitches. The vet originally thought he might lose a leg, too, but that didn't happen. He's fully recovered now, and Binks was just a little bit injured, so not bad.
Yeah, and the coyotes, they got lucky.
Right?
Binks the badass on the case. Love that. Good feeling stories of the day.
I get a good feeling. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woohoo! 24 hours ago, who had snow on their bingo card? Not me. I did not. Not even just that. I thought it was just going to rain a little bit yesterday. It was dark, but it was, you know. Yeah.
No, that was crazy. We didn't get snow at our house, but the rain never, I mean, we had little spurts of letting up, and then it just continued drizzling the entire day for us.
We had the grapple. Everybody relearned what grapple is yesterday. It's like hail, but not quite. Hail that sticks around a little.
But my God, looking at the photos of Lee Canyon and the 9 inches of snow that they got yesterday was just insane.
And what's better than, you know, today, the day after? You know what I mean? Then when the sun comes up and all that in a little bit. So it's so good. So good. Also, who had... and I have not yet reached out because it's early and I know... He never got up this early when he worked on this show, so I don't know why he would get up this early now. But former assistant producer of this fine radio program, Michael Lasso, who was better known as Samage on this show because he had done some modeling for Capriotis. And he got the name Samage. He's the guy. If next time you see the video of the guy attacking the judge yesterday, he's the guy who wrestled the dude off of her and was returning fire.
Yeah.
And landed a few punches on him. And I didn't. It was funny. Like I was. I didn't actually see the whole video till later on last night. I had just seen the part where the guy goes over the, if you missed it, some dude's in court yesterday and he's about to be sentenced and the, his attorney asks for some sort of probation or whatever. And the judge says, no, I think he's going to need a taste of a little something more. And the guy goes, yeah, F that B, and goes over the bench.
Yeah.
You know, goes flying over the bench. If go look it up, if you haven't seen it yet, it's the craziest thing you've ever seen. And our former assistant producer, remember the days when we had assistant producers, not just producers, but assistant producers.
Yeah.
And he is to the judge's left, to your right. And then he's the guy that ends up putting the guy in a bit of a chokehold and getting him off of her. And then it continues because the guy gets back on, you know, like gets back on top of her. And then, yeah, and he's the one that's throwing punches. Our boy's a hero.
I know. I was so, you hate to say proud because you know me, I don't really like violence in any form or whatever. But I was like, oh my God, that's Lasso. Look at that guy. I didn't realize that he was a law clerk now, like had no idea that he's clerk. It was just absolute craziness.
I had actually seen him in another courtroom setting. And I was like, oh, look at our boy. He's clerking.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. And then, I never reached out. So yeah, we're actually going to try and track him down later on this morning.
And thank goodness the judge walked away from an entire experience because I was like, I watched through the entire video to make sure because the judge, after he comes over the counter, she's behind the desk. She's behind the podium there and you don't see her. And I'm like, oh my God, please, the bench. Thank you. I was like, please tell me she gets up. And then she got up and walked away. Thank goodness.
Yeah. So, she had a bump on her head. As you might imagine. And then, I guess a marshal had some injuries. And it's just not the way to go about it.
Nope.
I suppose, you know, it's not going to help you. You're still going to.
Well, definitely not now. My God.
Yeah, I guess if you feel like you exacted a little revenge or something, but it just and honestly, the guy's lucky he didn't get shot. For real. You attack a judge. I wonder. I can't help but wonder if our boy is going to get in a little trouble because he was throwing punches.
I don't, we'll see.
That trouble ain't coming from here. I'll just tell you that much. That trouble ain't coming from here. You come into that area that you don't belong in, you get what you deserve. But that's, you know, it's different in 2024, I suppose. But our boy, he's a hero.
Yeah. See?
We turn out heroes on this show. The Jet Buchanan Show.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I really like, as we were saying a minute ago, our former assistant producer on the show, you would know, you guys would all know him as Samich if you've listened to the show for a while, but he's law clerking now. His dad's been an attorney in town for a while, and I just freaking love his dad. I love his dad. I love Al. And he's so proud. So I texted him a minute ago because I try not to text anybody too early in the morning, even though it's tempting because, you know, like we're up. Why isn't everybody else?
I don't understand.
I said, I hope, first of all, you know, we haven't talked in a while. And I say, I hope everybody is well. I imagine Michael's hand hurts today. and that was my thought. That was my thought because he started out throwing, you know, straight rights. And then he switched to hammer punches. And I thought, yeah, he hurt his knuckles. Can we just see somebody switch it up like that? And his dad says, yeah, his hand hurts. But those hammer punches are him just practicing for slamming the gavel when he's a judge.
Which is great. Yeah.
It's the best. So, yeah. Our boy's
and someone
a hero.
On the Centennial Toyota text line brought up the idea that the guy that attacked the judge was not giving up. So everyone was trying to just subdue him. So while I agree, hopefully the punches don't come back to bite him in the butt or anything like that. They were literally trying to keep this man from attacking the judge some more.
It was a bit of a commentary on, no, we all know that's stupid. You know what I mean? Yeah. The idea that you can't defend yourself, you know, is to me, I don't know. I don't want to fight with anybody.
I've never had to go through that, so I don't know what I would do. I would hope that I would have a good reaction, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. With the fun part too. Have you listened? Have you watched the video with audio?
Yes.
Once you realize it's our boy, once you realize it's our dude, you hear him going, whoa, 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 whoa. And I'm like, I know this.
I know that voice.
I know that guy. That's awesome. So yeah, well, yeah, we're proud and glad that it didn't turn out worse than it did.
Yeah.
And that everything is cool. All right, on to other stuff. Speaking of judging today, we all of a sudden after the, I think people just figured out yesterday that we're, you know, that like that we're back and we're live. And I don't know why this show has become the landing spot for people like, hey, we need to make a ruling on this. Can you help us to settle, you know, to settle what is going on? Kayla's friend, are these your friends? The wedding that they're charging?
No, this was I think it might be happening to my friend because she posted about it, but I don't know for sure.
This is an interesting spin, and I guess I don't want to tip my cards too much yet, but this is an interesting spin on it, and I'm surprised more people have not tried to do this. But tell your story.
So this, my friend, if we're going with this, got an invitation to go to a wedding and said RSVP yes or no. But on the RSVP line, it said that a $65 RSVP yes was due for the wedding. So this woman is, or person, whoever it is charging $65 to attend their wedding. And people want to know if that's tacky. She was like, is that tacky? Is this like, I've never heard of this before.
Maybe. Is it tacky? Maybe. Mm-hmm. But I'm surprised more people don't do it. And I'm 702-364-9898. Would love to hear what you think about this. But if... yes, I would do it. I would do it.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I would, and I'll explain why.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Kayla's friend got an invitation to a wedding, and they want to charge $65 to go to the wedding. I'm okay. I'm all right. Michael, are you okay with this?
Brandon?
Oh, Brandon, sorry.
You were thinking Michael Lasso. I get it.
I was thinking Michael Lasso. That's funny. Yeah, Brandon, you're cool with this?
Well, I am, but if you're going to charge people to come to your wedding, don't expect a wedding gift.
Right. That's a valid thing right there.
That was exactly my point.
Like if I'm going to pay to come to your wedding, which I get it, if weddings are expensive. I've had one, you know, and it's a recession right now. But if I'm paying to come to your wedding, my presence is your gift.
Right. No, and I love this. Honestly, I think it's you're cutting out the middleman. So now I don't have to worry about going out and picking out a gift that you may not even want. And I get to, because we've said for many years on this show, the whole idea of the gift and whatnot is an exchange of goods and services. I bring you a gift that is worth $100, whatever. In return, I receive a delicious meal. And there'll be some sort of music for dancing, and there will be, you know, booze.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that's kind of the deal.
The thing is, on this, there's no thing on there about in lieu of gifts we would ask that you make a $65 donation per person to the wedding fund. Like, that's what that should say.
Right. I think that was an oversight. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it should be expected that if I'm paying to come to your wedding, I'm not going to bring you anything, you know? You're not going to get the six blenders that you usually get when you get married, you know?
I got to be honest, Brandon, six you and I blenders. Think alike. You want to take over the rest of the show? Just, you know?
Absolutely not. I am a radio shy.
Okay. Well, you did a fantastic job. Great job, man. Thank you. Have a great day. Mostly because we agree. You know? Judith, is this a good idea or no?
Well, I kind of the same thing. If you want me to pay, I'm not going to get you a gift. But then part of me is like, okay, well, this is your dream wedding. Why should I pay to be there? Like, the invitation is because you want me to be there. Why do I need to pay anything at all?
But aren't you paying anyway by bringing a gift?
No, definitely. That's true. That is true. That's why I'm on both sides. Like, I don't know. Like, this is your dream wedding. Like, you're asking me to be there because you want me to enjoy and, you know, in this prosperity of time for you. Like, why should I pay? But I'm going to give you a gift anyway. So it's like, you know, catch 22. It's both sides.
I've seen this before, though.
Spoken, by the way, Judith. Yeah, I was just going to say, Kaylee, you're the only one who hasn't weighed in. You're the only one who hasn't put your foot in the ground and made a decision yet.
No, I don't like this. But I also don't know what the solution is, because I also get really mad when people don't put anything on their registry. When I've been involved with and been to a bunch of weddings where they put nothing on their registry and they just say wedding fund, honeymoon fund, and they say, please donate to this. And so I've been to that. Oh, please bring blah, blah, blah for our honeymoon. And then however they, or the home fund or whatever the case may be. That stuff, I'm like, sometimes I don't like that. I'm like, sometimes I just need a little bit on your registry. Even though I'm going to spend the exact same amount, I just like getting things for you. So I don't know. I'm not a big fan of this. I got to be honest. Not.
Go ahead, Judith.
No, I'm with Kayla too. That's why I'm like, oh, I just see the both sides of things completely. Mm-mm. And I'm Mexican, and like on a traditional Mexican wedding, we have padrinos. Like, if we can't pay for something, we're like, hey, would you pay for the band? Or hey, would you pay for the DJ? Or hey, would you pay for the food? Like, if it's a money thing, like, you know, we have somebody to pay for those items. So I feel like, I don't know, if it's because you're broke, you know, ask somebody to help you to pay for the food. I don't know. It's just, there's so many things.
All I know is that if I'm paying to go to that wedding and the centerpiece has more than six flowers on it, I'm going to be so mad. I would not react well to extravagance at a wedding that I paid to go to.
Right, but that's what you paid for.
No, I don't know. I'm just not reacting well to this at all. I can't handle it, so.
I guess I didn't use, and Judith, thank you. Have a great day. You're awesome.
You too.
The thing, you know what I love? I love efficiency. So this takes care of it. It's easy. You want me to just give you money? And that you don't want my stupid gift? You don't want my blender? Great. You're helping me. Can I just, I'll Venmo you the cash. You do what you need to do. You start off with it. You get to have those magnificent seven flower centerpieces that you want that make Kayla crazy. And it's awesome. And if I'm the one paying, great.
Good.
Honestly, so if I'm paying $1.30, so 65 and 65, right? If it's 65 bucks a ticket, essentially, and I'm getting off for 130, and that's probably about right.
Okay. Well, so moving forward, I think that there's going to be a lot of our mutual friends that are going to invite you to their wedding and then be like, no, Kayla will be a backup for us because they're not going to, they really don't like
I understand.
That.
I understand your point. If your point is, what about romance? This just isn't right. This isn't the way we do things. I agree with you, but I also in 2024 go, maybe the new way isn't so. You're not. I'm not going to.
We're not agreeing on this. No.
Kayla gets quiet on me, I know that that's. She's like, I'm just done with you.
You're wrong. You're just wrong.
You're wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hey, Kayla, you get to choose your bit. You ready?
Okay.
You choose your bit right now. You want to talk about the double New Year that didn't happen, or I don't know how to set this up, or would you like having to ask people if they want to smash every time you answered the phone at your job?
Oh, I mean the double New Year, I guess.
All right. No, it's just that I guess at Jack in the Box, they're doing this Smash Jack, and there's people who are very, it's very awkward for them to have to ask people.
Especially if you don't know, like me, the actual preference or the actual bit. I'm like, no, I'm not asking people at work if we could smash. No.
Would you like that? Yeah, it leads to a lot of people not. Do you want to get smashed today with our new Smash Jack? That's the script.
Wow.
Really? Did they know? Usually I figured Jack in the Box is kind of, although here we are talking about it. You're welcome, Jack in the Box.
Exactly. Free publicity.
Yep, you're right. Never goes wrong. The other story, so apparently, I want to say it was Delta Airlines, that they were marketing a New Year's flight from Guam to Hawaii. Celebrate New Year's twice was their deal. United Airlines, sorry. It was supposed to take off from Guam at 7:35 in the morning on New Year's Day, cross back over the international dateline, land in Honolulu at 6:50 p.m. on New Year's Eve. So you get a second countdown. They said, you only live once, but you can celebrate New Year's Eve twice. And some of the passengers had bought tickets just for that purpose.
That's
six
cool.
Six hour delay, didn't land in Honolulu till 12:34 a.m. So he missed the second countdown. There were others who did a Cathay Pacific Airways flight from Hong Kong to San Francisco, landed folks there in time for a second New Year, and an all Nippon Airways flight from Tokyo to LA did the same thing. But United,
what a
sorry.
Fun concept. I would totally do that. I didn't even think about it. But you know what's funny about all this is that, like, for the longest time, I have always wanted to celebrate the different time zones and, like, what's appropriate, like, in those cultures. I thought that would be such a fun party concept. So, like, how dope is this that you could celebrate in two different time zones?
I'm super appreciative that you said I want to celebrate with what's appropriate in those cultures. On New Year's, what do you do besides Happy New Year? You know, in different languages.
I don't know, but I learned that the black-eyed peas thing, I learned that the other day. I didn't know that was a thing. I guess it's like, and according to my aunt, Southern culture, I'm like, okay, cool.
So, yeah, you want costumes and stuff, don't you?
I do. I actually want costumes.
Well, yeah, it all works out as long as your flight doesn't get delayed 6 hours. You're good.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla, do you experience an afternoon slump?
I don't think so.
They say the average American has an afternoon slump in energy around 3, which seems late to me. But I mean, now mine will hit early. If I have breakfast after the show, I'm no good to anybody from about like 10:30 to noon, maybe 1 o'clock.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It can be bad. If I eat too much, if I have like full breakfast.
Well, for us, because we get up really early in the morning, I would roll it forward about 3 hours. So that would make perfect sense.
Yeah, I suppose.
The afternoon slump thing, I'm not a napper. And I've been told that if you get tired in the afternoon, it's because you're a napper. If you like on the weekends, let's say you're like, oh, I'll take a little afternoon snooze or whatever it is. Yeah, like I've been told that you can hit a slump because your body just gets into that rhythm.
My favorite part of this whole story, and you're going to see it on a lot of news shows and stuff, like I saw it pop up 4 different times today. My favorite part of the story is, you know why you get that afternoon slump? The biggest reason for your afternoon slump? Because you would think it would be, you know, like you need to eat. And they say have a snack, that'll help you.
Yeah.
You know, you would think it's because you don't get enough sleep or, you know, or you need caffeine or whatever. No, they just say it's because you're bored. That's all. It's because you're bored.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla, do you use Delicia Drench or Delicia? Anyway.
No.
Do you use some sort of Drench body butter sold at Sephora?
No. when you were saying the name, I'm like, none of this sounds familiar, so no.
Apparently, it's quite popular.
Okay.
And now it's getting a lot. It's getting a lot. There's a lot of talk about this Delicia. I'm going to say it like that. Delicia Drench Body Butter, sold by a brand called Sol de Janeiro. And Sephora sells it. Apparently, the scent attracts big, nasty wolf spiders. Yikes.
Oh, no.
Now, this is kind of just a big online rumor, but somebody posted a one-star review and claimed they had to stop using it because they were constantly swarmed by spiders. I want to hear from somebody that uses Delicia Drench Body Butter, and if that's, you know... Now, usually, this is what they said. They don't usually see many wolf spiders where they live, but it started to become a daily thing once they started using the product. Then other people started backing up the claim. We have wolves. Do we have wolf spiders here?
I don't think so.
I don't. A few people suggested that two chemicals that are used in some skincare product. This makes sense to me. Used in some skincare products can mimic the pheromones from sexually receptive female spiders. In other words, they can make the boy spiders want to get it on with you.
Oh, no.
Now, this all being said, possibly just an internet hoax. The company, this Sol de Janeiro, and I assume Sephora, put out a statement saying that their body butter doesn't include those chemicals that people are talking about. And even if it did, spider experts. Hey, so what's your kid doing these days? Spider expert.
Spider specialist,
wow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, foremost. Wow, it's busy week for them. Spider experts say that it probably would not make wouldn't make spiders horny like that. But... fine.
This
other customers backed it up and said zero spider encounters. Yes.
This sounds like not trying to poke holes in it. It just sounds like someone was trying to go viral. Doesn't it stink like that? I mean, it does to me at least.
Well, we've been sucked in yet
again,
Kayla. Sucked in yet again.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More, you know, before we go, Kayla's got a joke coming up in just a second. Everybody stay close for that. Canada, Australia, New Zealand, England, and the United States have all had a pact since 1956. They have promised never to spy on each other.
Do you think that actually happens, though?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Honestly, you know, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and England. What?
I'm just saying.
One would wants to spy.
Maybe I've watched too many spy shows that I feel like it just happens anyway. Like, oh, no, we're good. But realistically, we've got people planted everywhere.
Navy bean soup has been served at the U.S. Senate cafeteria every single day for over 100 years. Nobody knows exactly how that got started, but nobody's going to stop it either. You know?
Okay, like, yeah.
Yeah, keep it going. The border between Delaware and Pennsylvania is an arc. It's the only circular border between two states in this great nation of ours.
Oh, interesting.
I guess makes sense. Everything else is straight lines and angles. You know what I mean? Or squigglies. But this is the only circular. Huh. How about that? I did not know this. Remember a couple years ago when there was an influx of like Mr. Rogers documentaries and Mr. Rogers movies and all that kind of stuff, you know, after he passed away? I do not recall any of this in any of those shows. And I swear I watched all of them. Mr. Rogers' first TV show was in Canada in 1962. I had always believed that it was a Pittsburgh thing. That it had always been a Pittsburgh thing.
Yeah.
Wild.
That's interesting because you're Mr. Canadian. Like, you actually know a lot of weird random facts about Canada. So the idea that you didn't know that is kind of shocking.
Also weird. Yeah, it's like double weird. The show was called Mr. Rogers, all one word, just one R. And he didn't start the show in America until a few years later. My mind is blown. Okay, now this, if that didn't blow your mind, this will. While in line for Star Tours at Disneyland, you will hear somebody named Egg Greg, Egroeg, Egroeg Sakul, being paged. That's George Lucas spelled backwards. Also, a land speeder with the license plate THX1138 is also referenced, and that is George Lucas's first movie.
Oh, that's cool.
You'll never not notice it.
Yeah.
From here on out, and hopefully you'll remember where you heard it here on the Chet Buchanan Show. You're welcome, America. And yeah, all right, let's get us out of here. Kayla's got a joke.
So why did the clock get invited to the New Year's Eve influencer party?
Are we doing a whole week of New Year's jokes? I'm
no,
proud of you.
I only have one more after this. So,
we're
yeah.
done.
Yeah,
this
done
is it.
This.
Oh, one more. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, oh, well, almost.
Almost, you know, yeah.
Wait, clock and what?
Why did the clock get invited to the New Year's Eve influencer party?
I have a theory.
Mm-hmm.
I have a theory, and I'm going to try and I'll try and flesh it out during the break. Everybody hang on.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I'm so very close on this one, but I can't bring it home. The setup for the joke.
Why did the clock get invited to the New Year's Eve influencer
party? It's something to do with TikTok, but
yeah,
I can't.
They specialize in TikTok.
I knew it. All right, y'all, let's jump. Is it almost Friday? What? I love that. This is a good start to the year, huh? Make it a great day. Just go out and smoke this one, and we'll meet back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.